Obviously, disappointing loss. A game that West Virginia earned the victory and deserved to win. I thought they outplayed us. And all that being said, we had an opportunity late in the game to almost steal a victory. So disappointed in a number of things. But obviously, we've got to move on. We've got to move forward. And that's what we talked about in the locker room. Is this one's going to hurt? And we had an opportunity to win. Didn't get it done. It's our own doing, and there was, you know, we're not going to point fingers because whether it's a coaching staff, we made some errors, offense made some errors, special teams, defense, everybody made their errors today, and so we've got to come back on Monday, get ready for a tough road trip to Texas Tech and circle the wagons and get the guys ready to play because we have a ton to play for still.
Coach, when you get away from your identity of being able to run the ball and move the ball on the ground, how tough does that make it? And how guys are banged up? How do you kind of?
Well, you know what? So what? Now what? If they're banged up, they're banged up. Somebody's got to step up and make a play. But we weren't able to sustain a running game and have a good enough running game to get us into second and shorts and stuff. And, you know, we had the one explosive play to start the game, which was a great play and great design. But we have to find some more explosive plays in the passing game, especially when people are pressuring us and taking us out of a run.
It was the second straight game that's been tough going on the ground. Have you been able to identify maybe the culprits for these?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it's a lot of blitzing up front, and if that happens, then you know we've got to be able to decide where that pressure is coming from and hurt them when they do pressure. And sometimes that's in the run game, and oftentimes it's in the passing game. And so we have to come up with some better ideas in the throwing game to counteract all the pressure we're seeing on first down, especially.
Without talking more about the scheme than you're comfortable with, what did you see go wrong in the third and 22?
You know, I didn't. I was more by the line of scrimmage, and it was a blown coverage, but I didn't see where he came from. Obviously, on the third and extra long, that can't happen to give up a touchdown. All that being said, that's not the play that beat us. That was a key factor, but there's so many other things throughout the game that could help determine that fate, and obviously that's a big play because everybody sees it as a touchdown early in the fourth quarter, but we had our opportunities after that even.
Is it a surprise at all to see Diggy be the quarterback that started the game?
No, I kind of thought he would be the guy. I thought he played well when he came in late and in the game a week before, and I thought he did some really good things, and I think he's a good player. They have a good system to get the ball to their playmakers in space, and I thought they had a really nice game plan.
How did you feel like Skyler played today?
I thought he did a nice job. To really evaluate it after not looking at it, obviously, we want to score more points, and that's everybody. That's just not your quarterback position. That's everybody. But we'll have to evaluate and see where we can help him more, whether it's in the run game, you know, protection-wise and stuff. But one thing is, Skyler's a great competitor, and he'll bounce back.
About being disappointed in a number of things, I wonder if you could just go through what.
Well, you know, to start with, we give him an extra possession on a missed field goal where we're off the field, and then they end up scoring on a play, and then you know we're down in the red zone, and we've been really good about getting touchdowns, and we end up kicking a 21-yard field goal rather than getting the end zone, and that's been where we've had successes. We've limited people to field goals, and we've been scoring the touchdowns well. Lo and behold, this week it kind of flips on us, and when you get down there, you got to come away with points. You got to come away with touchdowns.
There are three touchdowns that were all kind of third and longs, and you talked about the penalty on the field goal. Did you feel any kind of lack of focus from your team in the first half?
Well, penalties were definitely a lack of focus, without question, and we addressed that, and I thought we were better in the second half. But, their one play, we pressured, and they won in man coverage. That's going to happen sometimes. You know, yeah, we challenged the guys at halftime to have better focus and better discipline, and we did in the second half. But still, you still got to make plays. That's what it comes down to. This game's about playmakers making plays, and ultimately they made a few more than us today.
Could you tell us what explanation you were given on the punt that looked like it was down?
That they thought Ross had caught it, but then as he was going out of bounds, they thought it crossed over the official's shoulder. I don't know as far as, yeah, I think they looked at it and stuff. So, but it's another one. We could catch that one and make it easier on him too.
You guys gave up three passing touchdowns today. You only had given up five all year coming in today. What was just the difference in that?
some of those were third down, and we just either don't get home on the pressure, or we, you know, the one we talked about on the 50-yarder, and then the other one was a pressure, and then they sprinted out on the third one. We have to get off the field on third down. We did a good job of forcing them into some long yard situations, but if you don't get off the field, especially down there, it's going to cost you.
This was a loss that maybe some people would say they didn't see coming. Is your message any different for the team afterwards?
No, and I kind of caution everybody with that as far as, so did you guys expect us to lose to Texas? Did you guys expect us to beat TCU? Did you guys expect us to beat Oklahoma? I'm not a big believer in that. If you don't come prepared every week to play, and if you do, you got a great opportunity to win. If you play your tail or practice your tail off, you may not win all the time. I'm not, and I never will be, one of those guys where you say, well, you can chalk this one up as a victory. We'll probably lose that one. I've never been like that, and I'll never be like it, and never will be, as far as every week you're going to get everybody's best shot. This is a really good league, and everybody can beat everybody. And so that was more the message at the end of the game is, man, guys, this league's a really good league. Make sure you're ready to play every week.
Based on your week of preparation, did you feel like you're doing better?
Yeah, I did. I thought we had a good week of prep. I really did. I didn't know what was going to happen offensively with some of our skill guys with the injuries because some of those guys didn't practice. But I thought our focus was good, and I thought our preparation was good. So then it comes down to simple things. Do you make the plays? Today, I thought West Virginia made a lot more of those plays than we did. And once again, let's give those guys credit. Even on the 3rd and 17, the kid scrambles out and makes a play. Does a good job.
How much did their run blitz throw you out of sync?
A bunch. And we have to do a good job of coming up with some answers for it. Because they really, they're a three-down team. But they actually lined up in a lot more four-down fronts or even fronts and still just slant and angled and pressured with their linebackers. And we have to find better answers. Bottom line, we have to find better answers in the run game to give our guys a better chance to be successful.
The big play he had early, he's been big all year. But yeah. Well, how does he just keep getting open?
Because he runs great routes, really precise routes. He has a great rapport with Skyler. Such a great competitor, and finds a way to just make plays. He's a great football player for us.
Have you had a chance to talk with Skyler about what went on in that last interception?
I have not gotten a chance to, and I don't know if there was pressure or if he saw something different. I don't know. We ran a double move with Dalton, and we knew it was going to be a shot. Taking a chance down the middle of the field and 50-50 situation, and their defensive back made a nice play.
Is it easy to remedy a run game in a week's time once you're out of the
field? It should be. You bet. We got a bunch of seniors and a bunch of really good coaches, and we have to find some ways to be more consistent running the football. And I firmly believe that we'll do that. And that's the challenge this week. And we got a bunch of guys that have a lot of pride in their work and in their craft, and so I'll be excited to get back to work on Monday with them.